as we all make it through this pandemic together. Obviously, a lot has changed, and one of the biggest things that has changed has been schools and education. With everyone going online, that means virtual learning is extremely important these days. Everyone trying to figure it out as they go. How can parents help kids with that? Right now, we're joined in the studio by Brittany Winslow, who's the executive director of Emerge Pediatric Therapy. EmergePediatricTherapy.com is their website. Their mission is to enhance the lives of the kids they serve and the families who love them by providing a fun, nurturing, and supportive therapeutic environment. So important, especially this year. Brittany, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good, doing well. Thanks for having me.
So you work with clients, families, kids all the time. When it comes to virtual learning, what are the challenges you're seeing?
Yeah, so you know, I think in the beginning we anticipated a lot of the obvious challenges of trying to get kids to pay attention on the screen and trying to make sure that they were showing up and organizing all their materials. But, you know, we've really, I feel like now that we're getting into the long haul of this, we're seeing just an enormous strain on parent-child relationships and all the stress and everything that goes along with trying to manage being the kids' kind of teacher support and also the parent and all of those pieces.
Is it different now from what it was 7-6 months ago? I guess we're 6 months more familiar with virtual learning,
right?
But that's got to present different challenges too.
Yeah, you know, I think when we first got into this, I feel like, you know, I don't know if anyone really quite knew how long this was going to go on. And I think the reality of this, what we kind of call occupational disruption, is kind of starting to factor in. So, you know, an occupation is anything that occupies our time. And for kids, that is play and that's learning. And so now we're going into this phase where kids are having a hard time kind of finding their sense of identity in this long haul of maybe they used to play basketball and now they can't, or they used to see their friends at school and they can't do those things. So I think we're seeing a lot more behaviors that are reemerging and a lot more behaviors that are just kind of starting to come about because they don't have that to kind of identify with anymore like they used to.
Yeah, like what? What are you seeing?
So, you know, we're seeing things like, you know, the parents that are calling and saying, you know, my kid is really just shutting down and not at all talking to me, or they used to be really, they wanted to go outside and play all the time. Now they're not. Now they just want to stay inside, and they kind of, you know, lack motivation to do the things that they used to do because they don't, it's like finding out a whole nother way of occupying their time. What does this look like? And when is this going to end?
It sounds like we're all going through kind of different variations
we
of the
are.
Same thing,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking with Brittany Winslow again, Emerge Pediatric Therapy is the organization. She's the executive director. EmergePediatricTherapy.com is the website if you want more information. So that's the issue. What can parents do? Where can parents go or families go for support? How can we help?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is just acknowledging all the different stressors that are happening in the family and normalizing talking about those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, the kids are really stressed. They're trying to figure that out. They're demonstrating behaviors. And then the parents are with their kids more. They're picking up on things that they didn't realize maybe were an issue for their kid developmentally or behaviorally. So I think first acknowledging that there's some really good curriculums to kind of talk through that. The zones of regulation is one that we use a lot in the clinic, and also the social thinking curriculum. So those both provide some language to really support having conversations around it.
What are zones of regulation?
So the zones of regulation, it's fascinating. So it's these four different colors that you kind of associate different emotions and activity levels and things into. So you kind of figure out, what am I feeling? What does that look like? And then what kind of tools can I use? So if I'm feeling really stressed out, I might need to go for a run, and that's in the yellow zone. So for a kid, how is their body feeling when they feel stressed out, and what do they need to do to kind of correct course on that? Yeah, and I think just acknowledging that there are people out there to help, and this is a big burden that we're all taking on right now. So kind of partnering up with someone that can come and help you to figure out whether they're behavioral issues or whether it's a developmental issue that you're seeing that you didn't recognize before, relying on this time now where things are kind of different with schedules to work on those things and be able to get the support they need.
And I know we're all going through this very differently, and that applies to everyone, parents, kids, adults, younger people, families, everyone. So what are the signs? What are the signals that we should be looking for in the kids that we have in our lives to say, okay, they're having trouble. We need help. We need to reach out.
Yeah, I think when the typical strategies that you've used before just aren't working and you're kind of butting heads and you're really seeing a major strain in that relationship between the parent and the child. And so when you're starting to see some of those things, or you're starting to see your kid is doing things that they haven't done for a long time, all of a sudden they're starting to, you know, push their brother or sister and they didn't do that before, or they're not wanting to go outside and play. When you're seeing some of those signs, kind of picking those up as maybe this can be a stressor, and they might not be able to verbalize that yet, but, you know, parents know their kids and know when they're seeing big changes in those things. And I think being able to tackle it at that time is really, really key.
Yeah. I think that last part's really important too. Like, you know your kids,
right.
So trust your judgment.
Oh, yeah.
If you're worried, then pick up the phone and call somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trust your gut 100% of the time.
Speaking with Brittany Winslow, again, Executive Director of Emerge Pediatric Therapy. So as we wrap up this conversation, what else should parents and families know about getting through this and helping their kids get through it?
Yeah, I think we all need to give ourselves a little bit of, you know, some breathing room in this and realize that, you know, things are tough right now. I think acknowledging that it's okay to get support, it's okay to get help in these areas, and there are people out there to help through these things so you don't have to struggle through it. So use your village, find some resources that will help. Our website has a lot of great different resources, and even if it's not us, there are other resources they can connect with, because the bottom line is we want to see these kids to be able to be confident and these families to be able to have, you know, good relationships that are not strained by the pandemic.
Yeah. And again, emergepediatrictherapy.com is the website for more from Emerge Pediatric Therapy. A lot of resources available on the website and contact information as well if you want to get in touch with them directly. Brittany Winslow, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.